And that was, of course, Storm by Italian composer Vivaldi, and not a Ukrainian tune that we're opening our program with, but that was a Ukrainian performer that you heard perform that tune. Her name is Inessa Tomochko, and she will be one of the performers in the Talents of Ukraine that is going to be crossing Canada, starting out here in Vancouver on October 11th. And we'll be talking with Inessa a little bit later in the program, so stay tuned. We have lots coming up in the show. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачі «Наш голос». Говорить Павліна Макварій, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Ми маємо дуже цікаві новини на сьогоднішній програмі. Hello there, and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Makwari, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether it's on AM, FM, shortwave, online, or in-flight, or to the podcast. A very, very warm welcome to you. Вітаю. We have a fabulous program coming up, jam-packed. We've got Sylvia Molnar coming by with Ukrainian food flair and a different and, of course, delicious recipe that's perfect for Thanksgiving dinner, which is, of course, next weekend. On Ukrainian News Outlook, Keith will have a report on discussions in Yalta about Ukraine's integration into the European Union and also a protest by veterans regarding cuts to benefits. And as mentioned, the interview with violinist Inessa Tomochko with the Talents of Ukraine performance on October 11th and then points further east after that. And that's all coming up in the second half of the show. And as usual, a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next from Edmonton, UB, from their brand new CD, and a song called Hrebea, or Mushrooms.
Ой, дівчина по рибі ходила, в зеленому гаю заблудила.
А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею уяла. А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею уяла.
Ой, козачі, молоди гутяю, вибіть мене з зеленого гаю.
А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею уяла. А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею уяла.
Дав дівчини коника тримати, а сам пішов дорогу шукати.
А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею уяла. А я чорнява, нічки не спала, нічки не спала, з долею уяла.
Ой, ти шукав до темної ночі, пала роса на сині очі.
А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею уяла. А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею уяла.
Ой, боюся, віка не доношу.
А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею буяла. А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею буяла.
А я маю випити горілки, хочу знати, що я розумівки.
А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею буяла. А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею буяла.
Yalla.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming, the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через веб-сайт cjsf.ca.
Bowen Arts proudly presents the Talents of Ukraine 2011 Canadian Tour, featuring the Donbass Professional Dance Ensemble from Donetsk, Inessa Timochko, solo violinist from Lviv, Svetlana Sasu, winner of the 2011 International Kvitka Sisik Singers Competition in Kyiv, and Yevhen Vaskin, winner of the All-Ukrainian Singing Competition in Donetsk. The tour kicks off in Vancouver Tuesday, October 11th at the Vancouver Center for the Performing Arts, then travels east to Vernon, Edmonton, Airdrie, Regina, Saskatoon, Yorkton, Winnipeg, Thunder Bay, Mississauga, Ottawa, and wrapping up October 25th in Montreal. In Vancouver, taking the talents of Ukraine at the Vancouver Center for the Performing Arts, 777 Homer Street in downtown Vancouver. Tickets from Ticketmaster online or call 1-855-985-5000. For more information, visit www.bowenarts.com. That's B-O-E-N arts.com.
Нічко зна, попот з нами, прийшли до неї три у сарове, пот, нічко з нами, пот, я па 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 я па па дуа, я не піду я з вами, де-де-де подію, па 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 вижень пави до зелени трави, сама позна, попот з нами, вижень пави до зелени трави, сама позна, з нами, пот, я па 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 я па па дуа, я
не піду, не піду з вами,
ой, не піду з вами по світу, погуляти ти не піду.
Шубний і Васенько, але не до правди, до правди. Любив мене шубний Васенько, але не до я па 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 я па па я я па 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 я па па ду я пасла оє.
Через поле широке протягне нанівка, чом до мене не приходить нічка була видна, чом до мене не приходить нічка була видна, чом до мене не приходить, як я говорила, а у мене цілу нічку свічечка горить. Свічечка горіла, чом до мене не приходить, коли я чекала, ти повернув лиш на зорі, а я уже спала.
не ходи мій попід хату, не топчи мій грядку. Я до тебе хай не піду, почекай до ранку. Я до тебе хай не піду, почекай до.
And from Montreal, that was Chetamshena from the CD Best of Chetamshena and Chetispola Shedokeya Across the Wide Field. And before them, from Toronto, that was Pete Oblachkom and another song with an agrarian title, that was Pasla in the Pasture. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. We can always use more good Ukrainian beet recipes in our repertoire. We are certainly accustomed to using beets in soup, pickled or roasted with other root vegetables, but they are excellent in salads too. These vegetables are a delicious way not only to powerful flavor, but health benefits as well. Nothing like the canned version. Fresh beets have a rich, sweet earthiness that delights the palate. I love the fact that beets are the pagan symbol for love and beauty. So, in honor of the beet, we are going to do beet and mushroom salad, a true winner. You'll need the following ingredients. 1 medium onion, finely chopped, 1/2 cup olive oil, 4 cups cooked diced beets, 1 cup cooked sliced mushrooms, 1 tablespoon sugar, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 3 cloves crushed garlic, 2 tablespoons vinegar, 1/4 teaspoon ground pepper. Saute the onion over medium heat in oil until soft, and add the beets. Toss the remaining ingredients and add to the onion and beet mixture. Chill overnight. Serve cold. This makes about 8 servings. Treat your taste buds. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Hello, this is Vasily Pavlovsky, especially for Nash Holos. Last week, I introduced you to the Saskatoon-based group called Tutti Tam Here and There, and hope you all enjoyed what you heard. In this segment of Cultural Capsule, we will continue with our exclusive interview with the band from the Montreal Ukrainian Festival. I asked them about their latest release, which came out in 2010, and what some of their future plans are. Mark Klepuschak noted that they were trying to do more.
Original tunes, too. Mm. I mean, that's another thing.
What is on your latest album? What's one of your original pieces?
You know what? I don't think we have any.
There's some original tunes in the Kulameka.
Actually, Matt. Yeah. Matt actually wrote a Kulameka tune that's in there. The rest of them are not. Navi Sidi Yahudyala is actually a cover from a group Etnohora from Ukraine, but that was sort of more in a Surzhik linguistic perspective. So we did some work on... just translating it to Ukrainian.
As Carissa noted, Surzhik is not quite Ukrainian and an admixture of local slang and Russian. So here is their tidied-up version of Navesili Yahulyala, or in English, Dancing at the Wedding.
Navesili Yahulyala, горілочки випивала, танцювала до рання, я ламбада й опака. Навесілі Яхуяла, горілочки випивала, показали стрічки вам, молода. Мойдана, да, на, на. На весіллі я гуляла, горілочки випивала.
Their bass player, what he felt was his contribution and what his favorite piece was on their latest album.
Steve, tell us what you'd like the listeners to hear, where we can hear your bass.
Yeah, Volin Yalushka actually has a unique bass line to it. It comes from a band, who covers it?
Iskra.
So,
they're from the States.
I think that's probably the most interesting bass line that I think I do. And it kind of brings out, not so much the melody, but I just, instead of the regular polka bass, it kind of, you go all over the neck, and it's kind of interesting for me, and it kind of, hopefully the listener kind of, the bass is just kind of like the lower end, nobody really listens to it.
And I feel it's sort of like the accordion. Nobody knows
the accordion. The accordion's almost more important.
No, Steve is also the most modest man you'll ever meet.
But I feel Volin Yalushka is actually,
he plays down low, he sings up high, he is Steve the Dog.
Having spent some time with a variety of musicians over the years, many have different approaches to presenting new materials to their audiences, and a great deal of it depends on the group's economic means as well as their philosophy.
So, any new material sort of in the works, or that you're actually doing, like, even live?
No. Most of the stuff we do, we usually do an album release right at the beginning, and then play all of our songs from there.
Just to a rhythm.
Apart from the simple geography of it all, there's also why we release our albums with new tunes before we start performing them. There's also a bit of anticipation that builds with that.
We can polish the tunes before we
polish
instead
them
instead of kind of testing them out. So far we've also we spend a good year or so writing, arranging tunes, getting together, working out all the musical parts, and then when we get together and start recording, we do a lot of just studio time where we're then expanding those arrangements and fine-tuning them to exactly how we want. So even when we have an idea going into the studio, it usually turns out to be something completely different by the time we're finished with it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we do have plans for something upcoming, probably. Well, we won't say when. We don't know when.
Okay.
We have some folk song ideas of things that we really want to work with, treat, give it the old tutti-tum polish, and also a lot of original tunes.
I truly love the dynamics between the individuals who can not only play off one another on the stage, but in front of a microphone. Karesa put the following question to the only non-ethnically Ukrainian in the band.
What about John? What do you think is the most interesting guitar part you do?
The most interesting one? I think my personal favorites are Black Radish off the new album. I really like the guitar on that one, and also the guitar violin combo on Ivalku.
Yeah,
definitely. Those two are probably highlights to listen to for the guitar.
So Ivalku is one of those tunes where we're pulling. We had a concept. We wanted to tip our hats to 80s metal. So in it, usually 80s metal has all the guitar harmonies where the two guitars, So we wanted to emulate that in our own polka music by having a guitar violin harmony solo.
It's his namesake song, so there we are.
Yeah. Those two definitely favorites of mine.
Yeah. взяла вода хлопку. Хлопочка тоненька, вода студенька, а я молоденька. Одна сі зломити, одна сі зломити, жальнися, хто біди. Одна сі зломити, одна сі зломити, жальнися, хто.
If you could just wish all together, all five of you, wish listeners of Nash Holos something.
All right, listeners.
I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this was an exclusive interview for a cultural capsule on Nash Holos with the band Tut Ita.
Ukrainian News Outlook. Coming up in this edition, European politicians gather in Yalta, Ukraine. Veterans gather in front of the Ukrainian parliament to protest proposed cuts to benefits. I'm Keith Parent. European politicians gathered in the city of Yalta to discuss Ukrainian integration into the European Union. However, many Western diplomats have said they would scrap the plan to free trade with the country if former President Yulia Tymoshenko is sent to prison. With more on the 8th Yalta annual meetings, here's Alexandra Molokolov.
European politicians gathered in the Ukrainian city of Yalta to discuss Ukraine's EU integration and the prospects for the developments of the Eastern Europe. The president of Ukraine said, despite the dispute with Russia over the Ukraine's customs union membership, the state remains committed to the EU integration and will seek the creation of a free trade area, the signing of association agreement with the EU, and the reforms of the visa regime.
The question of Ukraine's accession to the customs union is not on the agenda. Ukraine and the European Union have made significant progress in talks on signing the association agreement by switching to the final stage in this process.
However, dozens of European and American leaders threatened to scrap planned agreements with Ukraine if former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko is imprisoned. She has been under investigation over signing a 2009 gas deal with Russia. EU officials had said they expected Ukraine to amend its criminal laws to allow Tymoshenko to continue her political career.
I have received assurances that Ukraine would find a solution to the Tymoshenko's case by reclassifying her alleged offense as one that is not a felony.
The 2009 gas deal with Russia is behind the Yulia Tymoshenko's arrest. During the Yalta Forum, Ukraine's leaders ramped up their public pressure campaign on Russia, once again pushing for a new contract on Russian gas deliveries with a lower price and reduction in volumes. Ukraine has said it will sue Russia in the international court if the issue is not settled through the negotiations.
We are still negotiating with Russia. We hope to settle it by the end of October.
President Yanukovych is set to visit Russia on September 24 to continue negotiating a better gas price, which Russia's Gazprom representatives said earlier could happen in case of merger of Gazprom and Naftogaz. Ukraine, however, is not considering this option and has threatened to freeze a part of its gas transportation system in the absence of clear confirmation from Russia. The issue of Tymoshenko's imprisonment turned out to be interconnected with both Russian gas prices and the Ukraine's EU aspirations. Analysts say now the Ukrainian president is perplexed with finding the most beneficial solution for each participant in this three-cornered fight. Alexandra Molotkova, Kyiv.
Ukrainian prosecutors on Tuesday demanded a 7-year sentence for opposition leader and ex-premier Yulia Tymoshenko in an abuse of power trial that has undermined Kyiv's budding relations with the European Union. The indictment was met with shouts of liar and shame from Tymoshenko's party supporters present in the courtroom. The court had earlier in the day dismissed an attempt by the defense to submit new evidence clearing Tymoshenko's name of charges that she overstepped her authority in signing a controversial gas deal with Russia in 2009. Tymoshenko's motive in conducting these legal actions rested in desire to improve her image in Ukraine and abroad by any means possible, the chief prosecutor told the court. The explosive case has set current leadership at odds with the European Union in the heat of crunch negotiations on Ukraine taking the first step towards European Union membership. The EU ambassador to Ukraine, José Manuel Pinto Teixeira, was present in the court Tuesday morning session in a sign of the trial's importance to the sides' relations. But a visiting EU official warned earlier this month that if Tymoshenko was convicted and jailed, it could deal a major blow to Kyiv's EU integration plans. Around 200 police officers were called to the Ukrainian parliament to help prevent protesters from entering. Veterans who had fought in Afghanistan are angry that if a new law is passed, it would reduce spending cuts along with veterans' benefits. Dario Digut reports.
Thousands of Afghanistan war veterans and the Chernobyl nuclear disaster cleanup have gathered in front of the Ukrainian parliament to hold a protest against the initial approval of a bill that cancels benefits for them. An ordinary peaceful meeting has turned into storming the parliament unexpectedly. According to the protest coordinators, it was just a spontaneous movement of the crowd.
You have seen today that people almost took the parliament. It was not our desire. We held tough negotiations with the leaders of the parliament. People outside decided to come and help us.
The demonstrators burst through the barriers and managed to break glass panes. They retreated only after about 200 police officers blocked the entrances to the building.
There is no fight outside, but there is a huge crowd of veterans and disabled. They may be injured in a stampede.
If approved, the new law slashes the spending on war veterans and some other groups of citizens. They say their benefits will be 10 times lower than current benefits if the parliament passes the law. Authorities, however, promised to adjourn the draft's consideration until the discussion on it is over.
We agreed to make amendments to the draft law and it won't be adopted in the parliament this week as we previously planned. This decision, of course, is good for the protesters.
Even though protesters have retreated from parliament building, some hundreds of Afghanistan war veterans say they are ready for a new siege if the compromise isn't reached. Afghanistan war veterans say it was not the first attempt to cut their benefits, and they are bound to regain them over and over. Experts, however, stress the scale of this spontaneous protest is a sign of more trouble for the authorities. Дарья Дігуц, Kyiv.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukrainian News Outlook. I'm Keith Parron.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. Joining me now on Skype, Inessa Timochko, who is a solo violinist, who'll be performing with the Talents of Ukraine, the spectacular Cross Canada tour that's kicking off here in Vancouver on October 11th. And we're talking via Skype. She's in her home in New York. So welcome, Inessa. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, how are you?
Just great. So this is going to be your first trip to Canada, you tell me.
Yes, yeah, it's first, my experience in Canada. I used to be in other countries. I played in Poland, Germany, Spain, French, Belgium, Czech Republic, Slovak, and also Montenegro and Serbia, a lot of other countries in Europe, but first time in Canada.
Wow, you've been around, so it's great that you're coming here.
Thank you.
Now, you live in New York right now. How long have you been in New York?
5 years after our marriage. My husband is New Yorker, so I met him when I used to be first time on an American tour. I met him after that we started dating and we got married in Ukraine. And after that, I moved to America, and my son was born here in New York. So I'm here 5 years.
Okay, so that answers my next question, is if you're going to return to Ukraine, doesn't sound too likely. Where in Ukraine are you from, Inessa?
I'm from western city of Ukraine. It's Lviv.
Well, welcome to North America. Ukraine's loss is definitely our gain. Are you teaching now?
Yes, I have a couple of private students. I'm playing them some concerts. But my son is 4 years old, so I just go back to the work. So I'm teaching in Huntington Center of Performing Arts. I have a couple students over there. I have my private students in Ukrainian center here in East Meadow. I'm pretty busy.
Good for you. Now, you're touring with Talents of Ukraine. And how did you hook up with Ken Kachmar of Bowen Arts?
He told me he saw me in Soyuzivka Festival. It's upstate New York. I used to perform there like every second year. The old, very well-known Ukrainian resort, but they have like 5 years annual festivals. So they invited me once, and probably Ken Kachmar saw me there, he told me. So he called me like 1 year ago and invited me to perform. So I'm very glad to do it. You know, I'm so excited because it's first time trip to Canada, and I love to do it. I love the stage. I love my songs, my Ukrainian songs. So probably audience gonna be love this too.
I'm sure that they will. Now, you say that you love the music, and that shows. I've seen you on a couple of YouTube videos, and one of them, I've been dying to ask you about this. There is one, you're playing the Podolianka in a wedding gown. That was your wedding, obviously, right?
My cousin, she doing a site for me. So she used to be in Vancouver. She's Kate Sinyuk. She's Ukrainian from Chernivtsi. So, and she's web developer mine. And she took all our family's videos, and she cut them and prepare to for YouTube, and she did it for me. So I even didn't know about that. I was surprised when I saw myself on YouTube in a working press. It was so funny.
So how is it that you were performing at your own wedding?
You know, because everybody expect that. My friends special. They asked me, "Am I going to be playing?" So I said, "Yes, why not?" So for my guests.
Oh, well, that was just a delightful video, and it's one of my favorite songs, and I actually never, the melody was very familiar, but I never really knew what the name of it was, and now I do, so thank you for that. And we'll send our listeners to that, to see that YouTube video for those who haven't. But now, for those who are looking forward to this Talents of Ukraine, I just wanted to get a little bit more about your career. When did you start playing violin?
I was 6 years old.
Wow.
I start. Yeah, I was a little kid, and my father bought violin for me, and it was a little tiny 1/8 violin. And then I came to music school, and they enrolled me in the musical programs in my city. So after 7 years, I go to the musical high school. We call that. Музичне училище. So after that, musical academy for 5 years, and after that, private lessons before aspirantura. I don't know how it's called in English in Germany. So I try different ways to be like like a good violin player.
You have, yeah, you've a lot of training, but you've also got a lot of talent, and you have a lot of charisma on stage. You can tell that you love being on stage. Why is it that you love performing so much? Were you always a ham when you were a little kid?
I always loved the stage. I never had a stage fright.
Never.
Never. I was so excited. So I just wanted to be good for myself, and I was enjoying this, and I also want to my audience to enjoy my music. I'm always excited. So for me, the concert or school concert was very nice, was very good, and very excited.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, it's like
it's your calling. It's your calling. Obviously, it's something that you just really enjoy.
Yes.
Now, you've got some awards, too.
I'm having a lot of rewards from Ukrainian festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also play different auditions to orchestra in Germany, also in Poland. I tried to classical. I tried classical music, but it's hard way because every classical trained violinist. No, I tell it like 90% of violinists is classical.
Oh.
Yes, but 10% of violinists, it's contemporary. So I decided to be contemporary violinists. And about awards, so I did it, audition, it's Spor audition in Hanover. It's Germany. Also, I played a couple's Ukrainian festivals in Ukraine, also in Montenegro and Serbia. They always gave us like awards for that. So for me, it's like piece of paper with the stamps. You know, when I see smiling faces of my audience, it's biggest award for myself.
Now, those are the words of a true performer.
Thank you so much.
Now, you say you became a contemporary violinist. I've seen you perform Vivaldi Storm, and that's on YouTube as well. And you can make that violin absolutely sing. But your love is Ukrainian folk music.
Yes, it's my point. I love forgotten Ukrainian songs, and I did all the arrangements, that contemporary arrangements for that forgotten songs. Sometimes I can hear in Carpathian mountains, like some old man used to play on a violin, and he absolutely don't know no notes, you know, he's just playing by ear, and somebody played before him, somebody from family. And after that, I recorded him and tried to write to the notes, and I love these melodies. I try to play this. Then I go to the studio. I make new arrangements, contemporary arrangements for these songs. So now we can make forgotten old music in contemporary interpretations and make new Ukrainian music.
Wow, wow. Well, if the Podolianka that I saw you and heard you on YouTube, if that's any indication, you really keep true to, I mean, it's sure it's contemporary, but it's got that old world traditional feel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I try also keep that old-fashioned interpretation with new contemporary arrangements.
Yes, it's fresh, but it's traditional.
Yes, you know, because classical violinists, they play very, like, exact.
Mm-hmm.
They put fingers on a fingerboard exact, and they don't use the, oh my God, I don't know this in English, that terminology.
That's okay.
that flageolet, that you, it's like a lot of different things. I used to be contemporary, also this old style violinist.
So you improvise a fair bit then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm always improvising. I never play like two times the same.
Okay. Oh wow. So then the idea is to follow you around on a tour because every performance is going to be different. But from what I've heard and what I've seen, this every performance will be outstanding, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you on stage in Vancouver.
Thank you so much. So I also invite you on my site. I don't know, did you see my site?
Yes. What is the URL of your website?
www.inesa.com.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us, talking to us, and giving us a little bit of background about yourself and your music.
Thank you.
And break a leg.
Thank you so much.
And I was speaking with Inessa Tymochko, solo violinist from New York City, originally from Ukraine, and she will be with the Talents of Ukraine touring Canada on their 2011 Cross Canada Tour this month. Coming up next, another tune by Inessa, and here she is now with Bukovina.
Thank you. Маю мажі, маю воли, маю батіг черемховий. Від негоди кожух старий, ще й пестрові шаровари. Гей, гей, і я з вами щупаками, бурлаками. Гей, гей, і я з вами щупаками, бурлаками. Проб'ю руби, та й не гроші, проб'ю два, та й не журюся. На багату подивлюся, а на бідній оженюся. Гей, гей, і я з вами щумаками, бурлаками. Гей, гей, і я з вами щумаками, бурлаками. Бідна жінка спати ляже, ївши сухар, пивши воду. А багата тобі скаже, взявши гроші, дай вигоду. Гей, гей, і я з вами щумаками, бурлаками. Гей, гей, і я з вами щумаками, бурлаками. Пропив мажі, пропив віз, пропив все те, що привіз. Гей, гей, і я з вами щумаками, бурлаками. Гей, гей, і я з вами щумаками, бурлаками. Гей!
For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m., AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver, and online at am1320.com. In Nanaimo on the PCJ Network, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on 101.7 FM, and online at chly.ca. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on AM, FM, and shortwave radio on the PCJ Radio Network in over 28 countries. Podcasts are available at nashholos.com, as well as at pcjmedia.com and on iTunes. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Хто забагато або замало говорить, той сам собі шкодить. And our proverb of the week translates as, whoever speaks too much or too little does himself harm. Well, our time is just about up for another program here on Nash Holos. Thanks again for tuning in. Wrapping up our program is the Playboy Band from Edmonton with a Kalameka in C minor. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobachenia.
Ой, пасіче, старий коня, пасіче, пасіче, як я піду до дівчини, сам ще верніться. Юбка файна. Пам'ятаю, дівчинайко, як вона чудувала, коло тої кірниченьку звідси воду брала. Що би я врена водою, хитаю собою, це ти дуже так самяли, як я за тобою. Що віяли на воду, на вулиці левші, як не можу, котру люблю, не було жінився.